You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Brian Cochran, president of John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com, joins us for our Friday financial update. Brian, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, my pleasure, Steve.
Well, everyone's favorite time of the year, April 15th, just around the corner. And, you know, the question, most of us, our money is kind of our business, and most people don't share a lot about their money or their investments or their finances. But, you know, it's not that uncommon around tax time for around the water cooler. Hey, did you get a return or did you have to pay? And Brian, the question is, are there actions that we should be taking based on where we land in that area?
Yeah, I would say big picture, Steve, a basic understanding of your tax picture and how taxes function is just part of being a good steward. So let's start with that. So whether you received a refund or you overpaid and got a refund, or you owe money, or you nailed it right on the head and you didn't have a refund or money owed, you should still make sure you understand how your taxes are actually functioning. Whether you're hiring someone to help you with that or not, you should understand at least a high level of what's happening in regards to your income tax situation, because it's a key component of what's happening with your overall finances.
I'll tell you in a basic way, I actually feel two different, you know. When there's a big return at the end of the year, I mean, it's always kind of a nice, hey, we've got this to do, and we'll discuss that with. But then there's a part of me when there's a big return that's, man, they were holding my money. I could have been doing something with it all this time. So I throw it to you. What do we do? You know, let's start with, we got a good size return.
Yeah. So when you get a tax refund, sometimes, as you said, Steve, it's a cause of celebration in some households. You go, hey, I somehow beat the system or something. And with very few exceptions, I would say if you're getting a big refund, you probably made a mistake, because what you've done is you've essentially given an interest-free loan to the federal government or the state government to use your money and then pay you back when you file your taxes. So again, I think people think they're winning, but really what that means is you have over withheld your taxes in most circumstances, and those dollars could have been used throughout the year. So if you have debt that you could have been paying instead of giving the money to the government, you've left money on the table. If you could have invested, especially in a year like last year where the markets performed well, if you could have had that money going in your 401k or even in an online savings account to earn some interest, then you left some money on the table. So it's one of my biggest pet peeves over the years, Steve, is when people come in and they're patting themselves on the back for a $5,000 tax refund. And all I can think of is what that $400 a month could have done to better their financial situation throughout the year. And one of the problems I run into, Steve, is it feels like found money. So people often don't wisely allocate their tax refund. It goes towards frivolous expenses, or, you know, it feels like some kind of a bonus when really it's just your own money that you're now getting that probably could have been used for more intentional reasons. Now, if you owe money, that doesn't mean you should be hard on yourself either. You know, if you were a little behind, as long as you're not paying tax penalties, it's probably not a big mistake, as long as you have the money in the bank to pay that tax you owe. But we also don't want to see that you owe a lot, because again, the IRS can apply pretty onerous penalties if you have underpaid by a significant margin. It has to do with the timing of your payments and how much you paid relative to last year's income. We won't get into all that detail today, but that again shows a lack of understanding of how your tax picture works. So it still falls into that area of maybe, a little detached from good stewardship.
So, Brian, at a glance from what you're saying, although both can be either dangerous or maybe not the best stewardship, if you have the money at the end of the year to pay it, the truth is you've had their money for a time and hopefully going to work for you. Now, for those, Brian, that find themselves in a real strait and I don't have the money and I need to figure out how I'm going to pay this, what are some good steps to take. You know, we all hear spots on the radio about tax relief or what have you. And to be honest with you, I don't know if some of those are wise or there are actually some solid places to go to help walk you through getting caught up. What's some insight you'd give to those that may find themselves in real, maybe it's 2 or 3 years in and they're really in a pickle. What do you tell them?
Yeah. The first thing is to make sure you're working with a good tax professional to clean that up, because there can be a lot of conversations with the IRS that a good tax advisor can get you a lot of the way there without going to some tax settlement agency and making it overcomplicated. And the other thing is a tax advisor can make sure that you are taking full advantage of all your deductions and things that could reduce the liability that you're facing. So it could be amended returns. I had a client a couple of years ago that had a big tax bill. We found out it was actually because of tax mistakes that were made. They actually didn't owe the tax, but they filed their taxes improperly. And once we corrected those mistakes through an amended return, that tax liability disappeared. And that may not always be the case, but I think that's a key aspect of it, is make sure you're actually filing your taxes properly first and not leaving any opportunities for deductions and credits on the table. And from there, you can then work with that same tax advisor to work with the IRS on, in terms of, payment expectations and timelines, things like that.
All right. Well, and it does sound like, if you're going to pat yourself on the back when you see where you end up as far as, last year's taxes, it's if it's basically a wash, is there a way to assure that happens from year to year?
Yeah, it's all about having an understanding of kind of projecting your taxes for the year. And we serve a lot of families with wildly variable income, but we also serve families with very consistent income. Either way, you need to be looking at the year ahead and saying, okay, what might I expect? Did I get a raise? You know, what deductions or exemptions am I receiving or losing this year? And you can work pretty quickly with a tax advisor. I usually say start that conversation at the beginning of the year, because once you get into February, March, April, obviously tax advisors are pretty swamped. But worst case scenario, maybe you start that conversation in May and June to make sure that you're not over or under withholding in a radical way for the rest of the year. And then what we'll do with a lot of our clients is sit down around November when we can look at the year behind and say, okay, let's look at all the implications of investment income we may have earned, you know, wages, bonuses, deductions we've earned or not. And we can kind of then run a projection before the year ends to make sure we have fair expectations of where we stand. And if there's any changes we want to make, we have time to do it. The problem is a lot of people don't look at this stuff until now. Well, last year's already gone. There's not a lot you're going to do at this point, aside from maybe an IRA contribution that could help you save taxes today. You're kind of living with the decisions you made last year. So we want to make sure you're not living with a little regret there.
All right. And then, Brian, you mentioned seeking out a tax advisor. As you can with John Moore, for example, there's a certified financial planners and certified financial advisors that are also kingdom advisors. Does the same fall true for tax advisors? And would you find them on the FaithFi website?
Yeah, if you go to kingdomadvisors.com, you can look up local kingdom advisors. That includes tax advisors. So you're exactly right, Steve. You can find people like that there. I often find the best tax advisors are found through simple referrals as well. So just talking to people you know. If you're a small business owner, talk to people you know in the same industry. Talk to friends and family, see who they're working with. One of the challenges I'll warn you on, Steve, though, is a lot of tax advisors are swamped right now. We have a shortage in that space. So it's not something where you may not be able to engage with the first advisor you find, because they may have a full list of clients already.
All right. Any final thoughts, Brian?
That's it, sir. Just a happy tax season to everybody. And it's almost over.
All right. Thanks so much, Brian, as always, for the time spent and the insight. It's easy to go there because we want to mention the insights tab. You'll find at johnmoore.com. It's a free resource for you to go and use, including some things in regards to your taxes. Just do a search for what you're looking for. You'll probably find it under the insights tab. Brian, have a great weekend. We'll look forward to having you back on real soon.
Same to you, Steve. Thank you.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.